This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which moved the markets on Wednesday, that is 8th of April. Well, it was indeed a profit booking that hit D Street. In fact, Sensex breaks below 30,000 levels, Nifty 50 below 8,800 levels. Now, these are some of the points which we'll highlight in this podcast. Now, profit taking after a massive rally seen in the previous trading session pulled the Sensex below 30,000, while Nifty 50 also gave up 8,800 levels on Wednesday. If you look at the final tally on D Street, Sensex fell 173 points to close at 29,893, while the Nifty 50 closed 43 points lower at 8,748. Now, sectorally, the selling pressure was visible in realty, IT, consumer durable, and BankEx, while buying was seen in healthcare, auto, as well as utilities. Now, broader markets outperformed as the mid-cap index was up 1.9%, while the S&P small-cap index was closed 1.86% higher. Now, although news reports related to the next stimulus package lifted sentiments, but muted global cues as well as uncertainty around COVID-19 dampened the sentiment. And also, India could be looking at extended the lockdown, which could hurt the economy, was also one of the factors which weighed on sentiment. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like NTPC, Cipla, Sun Pharma, Bharti Infratel and Vedanta. While in terms of losers, Hindalco, Shri Cement's Titan Company and TCS were the top Nifty losers. Now, in terms of stocks and sectors, well, sectorally, the action was seen in healthcare index, which is up 3.8%, followed by the auto index, that was up 1.9%, and the utilities index closed 1.8% higher. On the other hand, profit taking was seen in realty index, that was down 1.6%, followed by the consumer durable index, that fell 1.4%, and the IT index was down by 1.4%. Now, volume spike of over 100% was seen in stocks like Cadila Healthcare, Federal Bank, Petronet LNG, and Motherson Sumi. Long buildup was seen in stocks like Cadila Healthcare, Torrent Pharma, TVS Motor, Biocon, and Shriram Transport Finance. Short buildup was seen in stocks like Aramco Cements, HDFC Bank, and Tata Chemicals. Now, beating the muted sentiment, there are over 40 stocks on the BSE that hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Abbott India, Nestle India, GSK Consumer Health, Dr. Reddy's, Alkem Laboratories, as well as Torrent Pharma. Now, let's look at stocks which were in news based on some sort of news flow. Westco Paper Mills price was locked in 5% upper circuit after the company started production, albeit partially at its Dandeli unit. The stock finally closed with gains of over 3%. Now, Sudarshan Chemicals also rose nearly 4% after India Ratings revised its outlook on the company to positive from stable. Cadila Healthcare surged nearly 12% a day after the company said it received approval from the US drug regulator for perfazine tablets. Galaxy Surf Cancer rose 4% after the company partially resumed the operation, and shares of Adani Green Energy jumped almost 5% a day after the company said it received 3,707 crores for the formation of a JV with a French firm Total. Now, in terms of technicals, well, Nifty formed a shooting star kind of a pattern on daily charts. In fact, it witnessed profit taking around about 9,000 levels. And in the next trading session, if this counter or if the index slips below 8650, then the weakness will be confirmed. And in such a scenario, the ideal downswing will be resumed till 8550 and 8360. Now, strength in the index shall not be expected unless it closes above 9,000 levels. Now, considering the high volatility witnessed in today's session, traders are advised to remain neutral for the day in the next session, while fresh buying opportunity shall arise on a close above 9,000 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.